On Pentecost Sunday, May the 20th, the scriptures were Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 21, the coming of the Holy Spirit, and John chapter 15, verses 26 to 27, and chapter 16, verses 4 to 15, Jesus will send the Spirit of truth. The day of Pentecost is the 50th day after Easter Sunday. Through the ages, it has been a day of celebrating harvest, called the Day of First Fruits or Shabbat, and it has been a day to celebrate the gift of God's law, the Torah. For some churches, it has become a day of confirmation of joining the church, because we see this day as the beginning of the Church of Jesus Christ. 50 days after Jesus was resurrected, the people had not yet figured out what they were going to do next. How would they move forward with Jesus not able to show them the way? What was their next move? So they gathered to ask questions. They gathered to see if any of the disciples had a plan. In this new setting, they were scared and confused and needed something to inspire them. So God came, like a rushing wind, perhaps turning things upside down, perhaps blowing open closed doors and closed windows, perhaps unbalancing some folk. God came. Then fire came. Not out of control, dangerous, destructive fire, but the heat of passion and excitement that spread throughout the room, and some would say that they could actually see it. When God entered the room and shook people up and filled them all with passion and excitement, they began to talk to each other. Joined by the Spirit of God, they found that even if they came from different places and spoke of God differently, they could understand each other. Look what the Spirit can do. At first, they didn't understand. They looked for logical explanations. Maybe they're drunk. But there is no logical explanation for God. When Peter regrounded his own confusion in his faith, he was reminded that, through the prophets of old, God had spoken to say that when God's Spirit comes, we see new possibilities, and different generations can move in new ways together. When people accept the Spirit given, miracles can happen. The world can change. In the reading from John, we hear Jesus tell the disciples that if they are open to the gift of God's Spirit, they will know right from wrong. They will be examples to the world of living in God's justice. He tells them that he knows they won't understand yet. The truth of his story is not logical to them, but with faith they can be God's love in a struggling world. I didn't go to bed on Friday night, Saturday morning. I stayed up all night long to watch Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding, and it was well worth it. Their guest preacher was the Most Reverend Michael Curry, an Episcopalian bishop in America. His sermon was passionate and excited, perfect for Pentecost. As is only right at a wedding, he spoke of the power of love. He quoted Martin Luther King. We must discover the power of love, the redemptive power of love, and when we discover that, we will be able to make of this old world a new world. Love is the only way. Bishop Curry then said, "There's power in love. Don't underestimate it. Don't even over-sentimentalize. There is power in love." He added, "Love can help and heal when nothing else can. There's a power in love to lift up and liberate when nothing else will." This is the power and passion that God gave to the church on that Pentecost day. Through the sprightly Spirit, blowing people in new ways, through the flames of love that could bring understanding to everyone in the world, God offered fierce love to the church that day. Jesus told us, base everything on love. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Because love is the power and the passion and the excitement that is needed in the world. Bishop Curry said that there is power in love to help and heal when nothing else can. There is power in love to lift up and liberate when nothing else will. There's power in love to show us how to live. Love can change lives and change the world. Imagine a world, he said, where love is the way. Imagine our homes and families when love is the way. Imagine neighborhoods where love is the way. Imagine governments and nations where love is the way. Imagine this tired old world when love is the way. No child would go to bed hungry. Justice would flow. Poverty would become history. The earth would be a sanctuary. Bishop Curry said that using fire well, harnessing its power for the good of humanity, has changed the world. If only we could do the same with love, harness its power for the good of humanity. What if this is part of what God offers us in the Pentecost story? What if Christ's church is being asked to jump into something totally illogical again? Something we don't understand, but something that needs all of our passion and our faith to inspire and incite love in the world. What if the wind is something new and scary coming our way that will move us into God's way? What if those licks of the flame of passion and excitement are God's way of offering us ways to harness, guide, and control love in the world, using it to heal and help where nothing else can? God encourages us to gather together, to consider what we are challenged to change in our lives, to live as God's powerful and loving people. God's love blows us around a bit and makes us a bit disoriented. But when we open ourselves up to the illogical passion of God, look at what the power of God can do through us.